food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Veggies for breakfast? Are you kidding? No, I'm not, because we need to eat more vegetables. It is not an oxymoron. There are ways to get vegetables into your children's breakfast, lunch, snacks, and dinner. We're going to focus on breakfast today because all of us need 5 to 7 servings of them. And we're going to show you how you can even put them in their cereal. So let's get to our guest, who is an expert on this. It's Maggie Jones-Patton. She's a co-founder of Bitsy's Brain Food. She is here to save the day so we can feed our kids veggies for breakfast. Hey, Maggie, how are you?
Hi, Ellen and Carolina. I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
You are always great. And you have 2 little ones. And do you find it hard to get all those 5 to 7 servings of vegetables into their little mouths every day?
I do. I have one vegetable lover, and my 2-year-old is definitely going through a classic 2-year-old picky phase right now. She's carrot crazed, but she's a challenge. It's not easy.
Yeah, it's always hard when you have one kid that it's up for anything, and then the other one where you have to fight a little bit harder, all of a sudden you appreciate the difficulties. So tell us, how do you start the day? You know, what are some of the breakfast ideas that you have to include some vegetables right off the start that your kids actually like to eat?
Well, we obviously are big on our Bitsy's Brain Food here and do a lot of our cereals that are the Bitsy cereals, which are fruit and veggie 1-2-3s, has been, it looks like Fruit Loop, more of a Fruit Loopy type cereal, but it has spinach in the green and butternut squash in the orange and beets in the red, and my kids love that. We have a new flavor coming out called Greenberry Blast that has spinach and purple carrots in it as well. And then, you know, I love making also breakfast smoothies for my kids, and there's so many fun ways to include fruits and vegetables in smoothies in the morning, whether sometimes, you know, when it's seasonal, I'll use pumpkin or even a little bit of greens or carrots mixed in there along with the fruits and, you know, blueberries and strawberries to sort of sweeten it. And just get creative. You know, we make a lot of muffins, baking veggies into the muffins too, like squash into your breakfast muffin, things like that. So just getting creative.
You know, when I grew up, we just had the classic boring breakfast. And I grew up a long time ago, but I'm so glad that we have smoothies. I don't know why that was had a latent invention quality about it, but at least they're here. And they do solve a lot of problems, I think, because I was one of those kids who wouldn't eat her vegetables. Absolutely. And if I'd had smoothies, I would have probably gotten off to a better start and be smarter, maybe even that too. And speaking of smarter, what are some of those? Can you give us one of your smoothie recipes that your little ones, now you have young ones, they're what, 2 and 4? Years old?
2 right? And 4. Right. Yes. I have one pulled up right now that actually, I guess, as we're heading into summer, but this is my son's favorite, is with pumpkin. And I just use the plain organic canned pumpkin and a half can of that, a half of banana, half cup crushed ice, 3/4 cup either like a 2% milk, or you could use a vanilla almond milk if you wanted. A tablespoon of honey and a little teaspoon of cinnamon, and just blend that up. And that is a really great one that my kids happen to love. And I'm kind of big on pumpkin all year round because it's so rich in vitamins and nutrients. That's probably their favorite, actually, as a kind of unusual treat, but one that's breakfasty and hearty and yummy.
And filling. Yeah, it's got to be filling when you have all that stuff, so it holds them. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned muffins. I know Carolina's big on muffins as well. What are some of the veggies you throw into muffins?
I love throwing squash into muffins. I think butternut squash is so good when you cook it up and you can just easily blend it into anything. And also, I love making carrot muffins. My kids, I mean, I have to say, like, my favorite indulgence in life happens to be carrot cake. So, love putting carrots into. Sometimes, you know, I'll even do, like, a little bit of a, one of those mix-ins that's just the dried vegetables, that you can buy a dried vegetable powder, even, like, in the baby food form. My friends, who I adore, who started the baby food company Nurture Me, have great veggie mix-ins that are really easy to mix into things, too. So I'll give them a little shout-out and say they are sort of one of my go-to mix-ins in my recipes at home.
I agree with you. I've started to add a lot more greens in the morning. It was always easy for me to do carrots or tomatoes, especially if we, and like red peppers if we were doing scrambled eggs. But the greens have always been a little bit of a challenge until the smoothies came around. But now one of my favorite ways to add greens in the morning is to actually chop up spinach mm-hmm. or whatever leaf I have, kale or anything I have, chop it up real small. And I either scramble with the eggs, and which is funny because if you chop it really fine, it'll turn the eggs green. And my kids think that's awesome. They love it. They're eating green eggs. Right. They think it's funny. And the other way, yeah, is to even add it to pancake batters or to muffin mm-hmm. batters. So I really like doing that. It's a lot of fun. And I found that both my kids will eat it when it's in that form. So it's
right.
It's fun.
And then even if you mix it in with some blueberries too, with something, a lot of times, I don't know, my kids' blueberries are one of their favorite things. So popping it into a blueberry smoothie or the pancakes, again, I think the greens with the blueberry tend to go over well.
Well, you know, I think the blueberries hide the green color for some people, not Carolina's children, but many children, they see green, they go, ugh. Though green eggs and ham, Dr. Seuss, that's a really cool thing. So maybe that's why that works. But the blueberries do camouflage green, and so that can be very helpful. You had mentioned earlier cereals, and I know you have this created this fabulous line, Bitsy's Brain Food. They're all Kid Critic approved cereals. But I'm interested in why you did that.
Well, I think, you know, Alex and I, who are co-founders of the company, our background working in nonprofit with kids, we created what was one of the first federally funded childhood obesity programs. And what we found in our work with kids was really, you know, making it fun. I think whenever you're trying to get kids excited about anything, it's just all about making it fun. And we felt like in the organic food aisles and packaged organic food just really wasn't that fun for kids. And then we also felt like even though something's organic doesn't mean it's healthy for you. And a lot of the organic kids foods out there and kids cereal were still just, you know, an organic version of still a very sugary cereal with very little benefits. So we kind of set out to say, let's make products that we know we use every day as moms, that are go-tos for your pantry fill staples, but make them better. So put the vegetables in, call the vegetables out front and center so that kids have that positive flavor association. Because we always say, you know, we're the ones brainwashing kids to think that chocolate and vanilla are the only yummy flavors. We can teach them differently from the start.
Oh, isn't that the truth? All of Bitsy's Brain Food cereals have been Kid Critic approved, which means we taste tested them. We put in front of the kids and let them try it. And these are kids who are eating those other sugary cereals, and they loved it. They ate it. They asked for more and awarded the cereals the Kid Critic seal of approval. So that's just one more reason for all parents out there to give it a try and start getting some more veggies into their kids' breakfast. So to find out more and where to buy it, go to bitsysbrainfood.com or kidcritics.org, and you'll find them there as well. In the meantime, you know you can always listen to us on Radio MD, and stay well.